The facade. The Basilica of Notre-Dame de l'Épine was originally just a tiny chapel whose story began with a legend.
The story goes that some shepherds approached a strange-looking thorn bush, and inside they found a statuette of the Virgin with child bathed in light, a miraculous discovery which is what led to the beginning of the pilgrimages.
And was the reason why the chapel became a church. It was originally built in the 15th century at the height of the Hundred Years' War. Pilgrims used to come here on foot from Châlons-en-Champagne and further afield to confide their troubles in the Virgin Mary. In 1445, peace was restored to the kingdom. That year, the church welcomed a particularly important pilgrim, the King of France, Charles VII.
From ancient times, so long ago, that lie not within living memory, this church of Notre Dame de l'Épine has received a great influx of donations. They come here in pilgrimage from the village, from neighbouring towns, and from places still further afield.
Thanks to pilgrims and other donors, the church was extended and given a facelift, building work that went on for 120 years. Let's take a look at the facade. It dates from 1450. Jean-Baptiste Renaud, a historical research officer who was born in L'Épine, describes it for us.
This facade is one of the first in Champagne to be built in the flamboyant Gothic style. It is highly decorated, although some of its statues were lost during the French Revolution. The consoles on which the statues stand are peopled with fantasy creatures and convoluted foliage. The canopies are an absolute lacework of stone that shows all the virtuosity of the sculptors. The complex decoration is in total contrast with the robustness of the lines.
As you look up at the facade, you get this sensation of lightness. Can you see the two spires? They rise high above the church, ensuring that Notre-Dame de l'Épine can be seen by travellers from a long way off. The right-hand spire is part of the original building. It dates from the 15th century and is 55 metres high. And as for the one on the left,
the left-hand spire was put in the 19th century. Napoleon III was staying at Châlons military camp, and the priest from L'Épine went to see him and ask him for some money, which he got. Viollet-le-Duc, the famous restorer of many medieval monuments, was asked to do the work, but in the end it was done by his son-in-law, the architect Oradoux, who designed the crown up there with eight eagles to commemorate Napoleon III.
In the late 19th century, many pilgrims came to Notre-Dame de l'Épine. In 1914, the church was elevated to a basilica, a distinction accorded by the Pope himself.